This is News 88. It is 63 degrees, 17 Celsius, and clear in Manhattan with the humidity 67%, a southwest breeze 15 miles per hour. Chance of a few showers in the overnight as we drop to near 50 degrees. The day coming up Tuesday, mostly cloudy and chillier in the middle 40s with rain late in the day, continuing at night. Tomorrow Wednesday, clearing windy with a high near 40. And again, Manhattan has a clear sky now. It's 63 degrees here in the city.
This is Bob Jones in Ed Lambroth House.
Is keeping up to the minute with anchorman John Wideman.
Weather is
the rain or shine report on News 88.
Where it's at and where it's gonna be is
on the spot coverage of breaking stories.
No matter where the news is made, we're here to tell it fresh. WCBS New York. WCBS New York.
Good morning. These are the news headlines. Former Beatle and rock music star John Lennon has been shot to death, gunned down late last night by an unknown assailant on Manhattan's west side. U.S. officials say it does not appear that the Soviet Union will invade Poland, at least for a few more days, if then, although other reports indicate an invasion may be imminent. Also ahead on All News 88, a new government study shows that if the Indian Point nuclear plant had to be shut down permanently, the cost of replacement power would be high. The owners of Three Mile Island have filed a big lawsuit against the federal agency that regulates them. In sports, in Monday Night Football, a game heard right here on WCBS. The Dolphins upset New England 16-13. Also ahead in this next hour on WCBS, Marshall Loeb with a report on who the energy inspectors are and what their job is. Again, in midtown Manhattan, overcast conditions, we have a temperature of 62 degrees. CBS covers the world next. WCBS News time is 1 o'clock.
CBS News, former Beatle John Lennon was shot and killed Monday night in New York City. This is John Bohannon reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Police say a man with a gun apparently had been waiting in the entrance of the Dakota, the apartment building where Lennon lived. Just as Lennon got out of a car, the man opened fire. More from Stephanie Shelton.
Lennon was brought to Roosevelt Hospital's emergency room shortly before 11 p.m., according to Dr. Stephen Lynn, director of emergency room services.
He was dead on arrival. Extensive resuscitated efforts were made, but in spite of transfusions and many procedures, he could not be resuscitated.
What was he shot, Doc, and how many times?
He had multiple gunshot wounds in his chest, in his left arm, and in his back.
Wounds in Lennon's body, although he could not say how many shots were actually fired. Lennon died, said Lynn, from damage to the large blood vessels in his chest. He probably died, Lynn said, almost instantly. Lennon's wife, Yoko Ono, was with the singer when he was shot and later at the hospital. According to Lennon's record producer, Jack Douglas, Lennon had been at a recording session, had taken a break to go home to get something to eat. He was shot in the entrance to his apartment. Stephanie Shelton, CBS News, New York.
One witness, Sean Stroob, says the man who shot Lennon had what's described as almost a smirk as he pulled the trigger, and he describes the suspect.
Between 30 and 40 years old, he was kind of fat. He didn't look like a groupie or anything like that. He almost had a sort of sneer on his face. I mean, he was proud of what he had done, apparently. He dealt with him getting into his car. His head was kind of a smile.
One police spokesman says the gunman, in his words, is a local screwball. Lennon has a single record in the top 10 now. It's called Just Like Starting Over. It's from an album he recorded with Yoko Ono titled Double Fantasy. It's the first single that Lennon has released in more than 5 years. It's been out just 2 months. Repeating, former Beatle John Lennon was shot and killed Monday night in New York City. He was 40. More CBS News in a minute.
You know about the 12 days of Christmas.
Lennon's John and Yoko Ono had been at a studio in Midtown, New York, earlier in the evening. John and Yoko left to get something to eat and then go home, and apparently Lennon was shot as he arrived at his apartment building around 11 last night. It was just about a month ago when Lennon came out of a five-year retirement and released his first hit single, Starting Over. It talked about his life with Yoko Ono, and she was at his side at the time of his death.